thing in Christian theology, and that is the character and attributes of God Himself. That's why you see in the garden, the great fall of humanity came in a usurping of God's sovereignty, a denial that God had any right to tell Eve what to do or not to do. That was essentially what brought the whole race down, and that is still the battleground. I guess the irony of that is, however, among Christian people, that they hold on to that, that Christian people who have come crushed in their own sinfulness, broken, humbled, to borrow the language of James 4, humble yourselves, you know, because God gives grace to the humble. They have come humbled and broken and crushed at the foot of the cross, to be redeemed, to be saved. They have pled for God to forgive them and give them grace and redeem them. And now that they are saved, they want to hold on by virtue of that remaining fallenness. They have this irrational, spiritually irrational idea. They want to hold on to their own autonomy as if this decision belonged to them and not to God. And yet, if you talk to a Christian, they're going to tell you that God did the work in their lives. When you tell someone is lost, what do? First thing they do is pray for that person. What is that? That is an acknowledgement of the sovereignty of God over that person's soul. They plead with God to save that individual. So we're caught in a trap where we understand spiritually, we have to understand that God is doing this miracle, that He's in charge of it. That's the way we come to the foot of the cross, pleading for His mercy and His salvation. That's the way we pray. And yet we still can't let go of this idea that we're in control of our own destiny.
I think most Christians feel that tension all the time. And you can't study Scripture very far without running into it. The doctrine of election has to do with God's choosing people for salvation in particular. Where would you go in Scripture to establish that doctrine? What are the key passages?
Well, there are many, many passages. You can go back into the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, where God talks about choosing Israel. In the prophets, He calls Israel mine elect. Perhaps a good starting point, and it's found in the words of the Apostle Peter, who in the most, I guess, obvious, sort of simple, normal way, introduces an epistle and doesn't make a defense of this doctrine, but in just a very, very simple, straightforward way, says this: Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen.